Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha, Lumen Christi missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today's first reading comes from the first book of John, chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. I am writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have conquered the evil one. I am writing to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God remains in you, and you have conquered the evil one. Do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Yet the world and its enticement are passing away. But whoever does the will of God remains forever. So I was struck by this passage in kind of several ways as I was reading it. On a first look, right, I kind of read over the first part where it's like John writing to each an individual part of the community and saying, I write to you because of this reason, I write to you because of this reason. And it was really easy for me to skip to the last two verses, which kind of give like the meat of what John is saying. And he's telling them, do not love the world and the things of this world, and then goes in to explain kind of what that means. And oftentimes I feel like when I hear those things, especially when I was like growing in my relationship with the Lord, or I was trying to like live a life, as I try to live a life away from sin and these things, I would hear those realities, and I would be very frustrated, because I would be in this place where I'd be like, okay, like I'm not supposed to be of the world, but it's so hard to not be of the world. Right? We have a cell phone that's in front of us at all times, that is constantly making us aware of the world. And we're constantly being, you know, constantly have media and different things encountering us. And we constantly have these distractions and just the regular, like, drama and regular discourse of life cause kind of just this worldliness. Sometimes it causes us to lack this understanding of this listening to Christ. And as I would read through those things, I would lose a lot of hope, because I would look at my sinfulness and I would think to myself, I am not yet able to turn from these sins, right? Desires of the flesh, desires of selfishness to kind of appease my own will, these different things. But I really think this is important, why we turn to what John first says as he's beginning to speak. Where he's explaining, I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. He's writing to the children because they know they've been forgiven, that they know their father. He's writing to the young men because they've conquered the evil one. And the way that he writes this is to acknowledge that before we start trying to understand how to kind of like become perfect before the Lord, there's this understanding of like these men, these children, these people that John is writing to, they know the Father. They know Christ. And they know his love. And then it goes into that step of turn from the world. But they first come to know Christ. And of course, those things kind of happen in tangent, right? Like as we've come to know Christ, we start to desire the world less. And as we desire the world less, we start to fill ourselves with this love of Christ. But something that I would kind of feel like I needed to be was perfect before I could step in front of the Lord. But one of like the greatest gifts that I've had as being a missionary and talking with students is I get to have this joyfulness in that I get to encounter students and share with them where I've been in my life. Kind of like my favorite thing to kind of sit down with the young women that I like talk with or lead one-on-ones with. One of my favorite things to tell them is like, I have lived an ordinary life, and I've fallen into sin. I was a girl in high school at one point in my life. You can be free to speak of yourself, because for you to know that I love you and I desire you to walk towards heaven, and that's why I'm walking with you. Nothing you say will cause me to, you know, banish you from my presence or scandalize me. But rather, it's an opportunity for me to know your heart and love you and walk with you. And there's so many times where, like, young women, and I imagine that in my own life, I've just, like, this relief, this, like, sigh of Christ knows and loves me, and he wants to help me to walk towards him. Just like, you know, the good mentors in our life, these good people in our life who love us and walk with us. So while there is much good to say about kind of detaching from the world, I also want to start with today and all your routines or what you do or what your daily prayer life looks like, that everything begins with this, like, acknowledgement that all you have to do is to turn back and to, like, acknowledge that the Lord loves you. Oftentimes I laugh because in Mass I'll get really distracted, and I do it about 20 times where I'll come back and I'll be like, Lord, I'm back and I love you. Like, you've given me the grace to bring my attention back to you and I love you. Or I'll do that in my holy hour 20 times. You know, I'll get distracted, start thinking about something random, and I'll bring myself back. And he delights in every acknowledgement of, Lord, I love you and I'm here. So today, consider that every moment that you turn back to him, and this acknowledgement that he is with you, that is the purgation and the glory that brings you away from the sins of the world. And not to look at the world and look at ourselves and to lack hope, but to have great hope because our Lord loves us and he's calling us to him. Let us pray. Lord, move in our hearts today to make us aware of your love for us. In that moment, allow us to acknowledge you, to turn to you, to recommit ourselves to you over and over again until you call us into perfect eternity. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.